Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
BX stands up,
EOTM.
You like that? Word up. No, I do voiceovers too. Word up. Get it in.
EOTM.
Destined for greatness.
What? Check it out.
Make no mistake, piranhas and chew, it's time to step up, get on the move, we're entrepreneurs
talking about.
Carla B, Sweet T, Mocha D, they focus, G,
what?
Like a lady supposed to be.
When?
9 to 10, Monday to Thursday, you get sacked in the first place, in the worst way. Oh, and don't forget Sunday too,
nah.
Myroglyphics, hooks that scatter the dreams, Romulus the boss with the lock on books and magazines. For clear advice, Taylor Price. Most people think like she do, but they ain't there at night.
Nope.
These beavers are sassy, built for how and whatever it takes to do. Teach you how to flip a mortgage, yo, that's motivational. No vision and people perish. Blog Talk Radio, controlling the deeper fetish. The mission,
tell them,
to create a system supportive to network. Like when Bam Bada first met her. Life is not frightening when you empowered to do the right thing. We encourage your enlightening. Career voices help you guap it up and live lively. New York, ATL, Chi-Town, and the IE. So sit back, relax, and come on board with the best.
Let's ride.
Sincerely yours in success. Y'all know what it is.
Y'all know what it is. I'm
Carla B. What up? Entrepreneurs on the move.
On the move. On the move.
Yeah. It is what it is, y'all.
It is, y'all.
Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Your man Farron.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Yo.
What's up, friends? And welcome one more again to EOTM Radio, powered by Blog Talk. I am your host, Carla B, a.k.a. the Motivational Mortgage Diva. My girls, Mocha D, your all-day motivational latte, and Teresa, a.k.a. Sweet T, the sassy, sassy diva, is holding down Divas Live with me tonight. And friends, y'all know that the divas of EOTM Radio are always thrilled as ever to be in the house with our listeners once again, just sharing the news, the buzz, the 411, the true Hollywood story, as Sweet T says. And friends, the divas are always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten. Just a couple quick announcements. If y'all would like to subscribe to EOTM's monthly newsletter, we want you to email us at info@entrepreneursonthemovecorp.com. Or if you are, streaming from our Blog Talk site, you can click on the link that reads subscribe to EOTM's newsletter, as simple as that. We will be featuring some of our hottest guests of the month, as well as some enlightening business articles. And also, people, I have just released, and I'm so geeked up about this, but I have just released my new CD, which is Taking the Real Estate Game to the Streets. And I want you guys to hear a preview of it, and you can find it at www.cafepress.com/EOTM Cork. Let's see. I definitely have to give a shout-out to our EOTM partners. I just love them to death. First off, we have Kama Anku, who is founder of Spiritual Physique, Dolores Chamberlain of she's founder of Afra Creations, and also my boy Derek Strickland, founder of 1K Away. You can find more info on them as well as EOTM by visiting our website, which is www.entrepreneursonthemovecourt.com. That's it for the shout outs and all the new sweet tea. The sassy diva. Tell me some good, lady.
What's up? I'm just going with weather out here, you know, just kicking back, kicking with the kids. Because I've been so busy all this week. You know, I'm used to seeing my kids every day. But for the last couple of weeks, I've been real busy. So, you know, today I bonded with the kids, kicked back, watched movies. Even want to join volunteering at my daughter's school for pre-K, you know.
No, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
She don't. I don't think she want me to though. But I don't think so. But that's what I've been up to. Just busy, really, and had some fun today. It's life is short, so I, you know, took time out and listened to my daughter. Even though I didn't know what she was talking about today, but I pretended that I knew what she was talking about just to make her happy. So you know,
that's what you got to do as a mommy. You know,
she talking about, I wrote a song for you. She started singing it to me. I ain't really understand what she was saying. But I was like, I love it.
That's again the same thing I say to you when we have conversations.
I am. I know you do.
I'm just messing
with you. I know
how
you do it.
Guess who we got on the line who did a surprise on us. Guess who's here with us?
Mocha D is in the house.
Way out on the West Coast. What it do, lady?
What it do. Yeah, I'm out here, you know, registering all the little children up in school right now. College is so very, very important. Education is very important. So that's what I'm doing right now, making sure these girls get their classes. I have two college girls right now. So that's how my day went. And the second most important thing in my life is getting on the line with my diva girls. So here I am.
You sound like me, Mocha D. You doing some bonding today with the kids, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? That's why God has blessed us with this position in our lives, whereas we can go and do and handle, you know what I mean, the things we need to, because women, working women, we need to set our own schedules. That's why it's so important to be an entrepreneur on the move, right?
That's right.
So that's what I'm doing. Appreciating that you know, that blessing to be able to do and
that's
go.
That is what's up.
Say it one more time.
I said, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
Get on to the show. We got somebody on the show. That's what you say around this time. We got some goodies.
Okay. Yes, we do, sweet tea. Thanks for that. We do. As part of our Powerful Women on the Move series, once again, sweet tea, I love you to death. I know I mess with you, but I do. As part of our Powerful Women on the Move series, this series is actually dedicated, friends, to the elite group of women that are making major waves in all forms of business. These women are humanitarians, and they epitomize strength, success, and character. And tonight we do have the honor and the pleasure to have the one and only the celebrity broker, Kim Toomey of Kim Toomey Entertainment in the house. Welcome to the show, you superstar.
Thank you. I don't know about the superstar part, but thank you.
You got to rep your hey, girl.
I'm just doing my job.
Okay. Well, Kim, you are doing the darn thing. And like I said, you know, you are included in that elite group of women that are just out there doing the darn thing. And what I want you to do right now, just for the listeners out there that may not have heard of Kim Toomey of Kim Toomey Entertainment, I want you to share with us a little bit about you.
Wow, you haven't heard about Kim Toomey. We got to get your mind right. Get your mind right, just kidding.
Okay.
I'm silly, y'all.
Okay,
I'm real,
get it right.
I should have warned y'all. I'm real silly. Actually, Kim Toomey Entertainment will be 3 months in a couple of weeks. I mean, 3 years in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It'll be my third anniversary coming up. So, hey, glory to God. Kim Toomey Entertainment has been blessed. We do PR. We do casting. We do TV content, ringtone content, management. I mean, the list keeps growing. I actually got into this business not knowing what, you know, I was going to be doing, because it wasn't something like most people have planned to get into the business. I didn't do that. So I was very fortunate to get into it. So I wanted to keep it kind of open and just call it Kim Tum Entertainment. And then whatever kind of fell on my lap, I figure out, you know, what I like in between time, in the meantime, and pick and choose what I wanted to do versus just saying I'm a publicist, and then that would be the only work I would get. You know what I'm saying? If I said I did management, then that would be the only kind of work I'd get, because I didn't know if I was going to like any of it. So, so far, so good. I like what I do.
Okay, and Kim, you definitely have established yourself as a serious entity in the entertainment industry. How do you, and I know a lot of the listeners out there want to know that have heard of you and seen you, how do you stay grounded?
I guess for me, I don't even understand what that means because, you know, I'm old school, the way my parents raised me, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no such thing. I mean, it's just not. Nobody's better than anybody else just because they have a little bit more money. I don't, or even because they know, you know, somebody that you don't know that's on TV. That's that person's job. My clients, I tell them every day, that's your job. You're human like anybody else. You're on TV, that's your job. You're on the radio, that's your job. You know what I'm saying? Whatever God has blessed you with, that's your job. It doesn't make you a better person because you have a title and you're able to be seen across the world. It doesn't make you a better person by any name. And so, so that's where, you know, people be like, oh, you're a superstar. Can I get your autograph and all that kind of stuff? It's kind of weird, but, you know, it's whatever. But it's, as far as being grounded goes, I don't have to keep myself grounded because it's I'm blessed, I'm fortunate, I'm healthy. I do what I like to do for a living, and that in itself is a blessing. And, you know, that's it. What else can you ask God for?
Okay. That's keeping it real, so we definitely appreciate you for that, Kim. Let me ask you this. When did you first get that taste of being an entrepreneur? Have you always wanted to own your own business, and how did that come about?
You know what? My daddy was a con artist when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
I'm just keep, you know, I keep it real. I keep it 100.
Uh-huh.
My daddy was a con artist growing up, and my daddy was, of course, self-employed growing up. And my daddy did some stuff, y'all. And they say you be taught, you have a choice at home, to, you know, you need to follow, you know, the direction of your parents, of course, whether it be good or bad. And, of course, my daddy, to be a con artist his whole life and not to be caught or serve time in the fashion that he should have had or even get killed, because my daddy did some trifling stuff. It taught me what not to do. That's definitely the case, okay? But I wanted to be able to be in business for myself and be able to do it the correct way and show people that you can survive and you can do things the right way and be blessed in doing it. You know what I'm saying? And so I've done every job you can probably imagine because I'm not the type of person. I've never worked for money. I've always worked for whatever the desire was for me at that time. So I've sold cars. I've sold insurance. I mean, I worked at the hospital. I've, what they call it when you clean up behind people, all that housekeeping, you name it, I've done it. And the reason I've done those jobs is because I want to be a well-rounded person. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't because I had to. It's because I wanted to become a it's hard to take yourself to another level if you don't know, you know, what other people are going through or even how to sometimes even work on different levels with different people. And plus it keeps you, like you said a few minutes ago, grounded. So when you know this is just temporary, I'm just going to do this right now, whatever the case may be, job has never been monies have never been the reason why I work. I work because I desire to do whatever type of job it is at that time. And so that's pretty much where doing the self-employed thing came in. I got tired of people telling me you had to have, a degree in this and a degree in that. And I'm like, that ain't got nothing to do with it because all you're going to do is teach me something new anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm capable of doing the job, so why are you telling me? And then it became once you get a degree or once you learn something, then they change it on you. Now I got to check your credit. You know, so it's like every time you master something, they come up with a little scheme to keep from hiring you for something. You know what I'm saying? And then once you do the credit, then you got to take a test. You know what I'm saying? If you don't pass the test, you know what I'm saying? So it was always something, you know, and I was like, you know what, bump this. And and not to say that I never got a job, because my friends will tell you, anybody knows me, anything that I have applied for, I got it. I've always been blessed in that aspect. But it's just one of those things I wanted to be able to get in business. And my first order of business was when I started my working in my mortgage business. And, you know about that. So that was interesting in itself. And I actually got out of the mortgage business, which is you've been hearing on the news a lot lately, because they started doing a lot of trifling things. Texas,
girl, is so crazy.
Yeah, and I have a conscience, and I can't do people wrong. And a lot of mortgage lenders and brokers actually, you know, people come in and they want a $350,000 house and they just went from a $500 a month rent, and I wouldn't put them in that situation. So I would have a lot of people leave me and go to another loan officer that would put them in them homes, and I wouldn't do it because it's a shock. You know, yeah, you might have, you know, X, Y, and Z money right now, but if you don't have 10, 15 times, you know, saved up, I'm not putting you in that home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was a challenge at times, but most of the time it played in my favor. But at the end, I just really got tired of it because I was helping older people, you know, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds getting their first homes, and those loans were not as big. You know, they're like $95,000, you know, $55,000, because in Texas you can buy a lot of house versus, you know. And so my bankers, you know, they put my file last and wouldn't want to close it, or they push it to the end, you know, because it wasn't making as much money as everybody else's loans. But I was like, I can't get down like that. You know, I'm here to serve a purpose, and anything that I do, I try to have a niche at whatever I do and try to stand out and be different. And that's the way that I chose to do, which is help people with bad credit and people that were elderly. That was my choice.
Right. Well, we are definitely ladies of like minds, and Kim Toomey, this is going to be fun tonight, just picking your brain, just getting to the mix of it. But before we continue, I know Mocha D and Sweet Tea, they got some stuff for you too, but we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we are going to jam to Rob Morant, his hot new single. Oh my goodness, it's the bomb. It's called No. Enjoy, people, and then we'll come back with Kim Toomey of Kim Toomey Entertainment.
Okay, let's do it.
Girl, I know I told you once before that I was born to love you. And I think I'll say it more and more. It's clear that you were never meant to be anywhere but here. Girl, don't you know what you're doing to me? Every time that you come next to me, know for sure that you're the one I
time.
y'all, that was Rob Moran, and just to let y'all know, he was thinking that's me. I'm just kidding. But y'all can find him, listen to more of Rob Moran's music at www.myspace.com/Rob, R-O-B, Moran, M-U-R-A-T. Mocha D.
Mocha D's in the house.
Hey,
how are you?
We're just super great, super great. I know that, you know, of course, you know, Kim Toomey of Kim Toomey Entertainment is on the line. You got any questions for her?
Oh, of course. Actually, I have two. First, let me say hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm blessed. I am blessed, and as they say, highly favored in the Lord. So I want to definitely ask you one particular thing because I was doing a little reading on you know, what you've done, so many things, and glory be to God. I want to ask you about the Negro League. Are you currently affiliated or associated with the NAACP? Are you active in that?
Nope. That was easy, no. I told you that was silly.
Okay.
The Negro League are my clients. I do. They have an award show called the Legacy Awards, which honors the Major League Baseball players, and it's backed by Major League Baseball as well, sponsored by them. And we do it every January, and I put that show together. That's what I do with them.
Okay.
And I've been after them with one of my first clients.
Exactly. I've seen that. Yeah.
So, loves the Negro League. Y'all need to go visit the Negro League museums. A lot of history there. A lot of history. Buck O'Neill just died. He's one of the oldest baseball players. He's a legend, and he will be greatly missed.
Yes, he is. I know that my dad, I was talking to him about him, and, yeah, he's a big baseball fan.
Yep. Any other questions?
Mocha D?
Well, are you with me?
I have a slew of them.
Okay. We had a disconnected line for one moment, and I truly apologize. The line just disconnected. You know, this modern technology is amazing. So amazing that it doesn't work, you know. I was in the middle. I did hear your answer, and I thank you for that. I was in the middle of asking you, or I was about to ask you about, if you can touch a little bit for me on, you know, your father. You were saying that your father was a con artist. I have a question that a lot of people I'm sure want the answer to. You know, when you're in the industry and everything, as they say, comes to the light. You know what I mean? Everything in the dark comes to the light. And I want to know, had you always been an outspoken person such as you are, because some things that's embarrassing, not that that's quote-unquote embarrassing, because everything happens today and it's nothing to really be not expected, but were you always the type of person that was so outspoken? Was it a time in your life where you felt embarrassment towards that or couldn't talk about that, or was it a breaking point that you had went through and said, you know what, it is what it is?
Well, for my father, that's actually a great question. I think I've always been a pretty much outspoken person for the simple fact that my mom has always been the soft-spoken person. You know, my daddy was very abusive to my mother. When I was growing up, he used to beat her and all these kind of things. So she didn't have a say. She didn't have a word. And so, again, you make choices, and being raised in that type of household and that environment, ultimately she ended up leaving him, thank God for that. But, you know, I was one of the few kids that said, thank you, Jesus. When mama left, I couldn't wait for her to go, you know, because nobody, as a lot of parents stay together because of the kids, but that's not what that is. You know what I'm saying? You stand for selfish reasons, and it really hurts the kids, but that's another story. But as far as my father goes, me being outspoken came into play when my mother couldn't speak for herself. Because when he would, you know, bust her lips open and give her a black eye, and, you know, he would make us go to the grocery store, my mama wouldn't get out the grocery, you know, at the grocery store. She would send me in at 5 years old or four or you know, whatever, and have somebody help me and get the groceries or whatever it was she needed, and then I would take care of that. So I started that, you know, that whole thing early on in life. Now, another reason it's not embarrassing to me is because I'm hoping somebody will hear my story.
Yes.
Because there are choices, once again. I could be up here scheming. There's plenty of promoters out there scheming, taking people's money every day of the week. You know what I'm saying? Saying somebody $5,000 more than what they really are, or half the time don't even have a connection with a celebrity, and they're taking people's money. They're nowhere to be found. So, you know, there's so many different ways I could be if I was tracking, but I'm not, thank you, Jesus. because I learned
that's
from
right.
what my daddy
right.
did, and I don't want to live my life looking over my shoulder. I don't want to live
right.
that way.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And plus, I have a conscience too, so I can never live that way. Now,
right.
as far as was I ever embarrassed about my father? Of course I was. It's embarrassing to for your because my father was straight ignorant. This straight, he didn't care who was there. He didn't
right.
care company, friends, schoolyard, skating rink. You know, if he wanted to whip you, you was going to get whipped right down the spot. It wasn't none of that. Wait till we get home, you know. So
right.
that part, yes, that was embarrassing. That was, and the reason I speak out on that so much and I'm so strong about that, because I love my daddy. Don't get it
yeah.
wrong now. I love my daddy and have the utmost respect for my father. But, and this is probably my first time ever talking about this, actually. I don't know why it came out today. But my father didn't even use his real name until he was probably about 49, 50 years old. Okay,
wow.
So when I say my daddy was a con artist, I meant that, really, seriously. So
wow.
That's one of those things you just have to pray and give it to God. And right before he died, about 2 years before he died, 3 years, he decided to start using his own name again.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been through that whole, I've been through things I could write a book about.
Please
and,
do.
And even a movie that you don't really see people go through or you don't hear about these kind of stories about your parents not using their real name. Who does that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, this has made me, I feel like it's made me a better person.
Right.
And I can't ever see doing my family that way. I don't have any kids. I'm not married, but I can't see doing my family that way, my nieces that way, because there's so much you have to give up to live that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much you have to give up. You can't show your face at Thanksgiving and Christmas because you're scared the law's going to come up and roll through, you know,
mm-hmm.
or you can't come to family reunions. And it's just so much, you know, and so it's just a sad shame that he had to live his life that way, but I thank God at the end he gave himself to Christ and he
right.
lived the right way, you know, his last day. So.
Wow, that's what's up. You know what? It's just such a beautiful thing when you can live through something and definitely learn something from it and be able to tell a great, great story. And that shows a lot about your character, Kim, to even be able to speak about it. And, you know, I'm going through actually some of the same things as far as in my life because I'm writing a book. And I'm finally able to really deal with a lot of things in my life that I was holding in because I'm now putting them on paper. I'm not afraid of the whole world to see, you know, some of the mistakes that, you know, the Carla B has made or whatever. Because, I mean, that definitely shows that you're growing and to definitely blossom into what God, you know, wants you to be. So you go, girl.
Yeah.
My hat's are
out. A lot of people use the excuse about, well, my daddy was a drug head, he wasn't there, or my mama was this, or my daddy was that, and that really just makes me sick because at the end of the day, that was, like you said, your daddy, your mama. You are who you are, and that has nothing to do with you and your decision-making to be negative or to do wrong to others. You feel me? And a lot of people use that excuse as, well, I ain't go to college because, you know, woo-woo-woo. I'm not trying to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You made that decision, and now I'm supposed to pay for it? No, I'm not. And I had somebody a couple of weeks ago tell me that she was going through some things because her man, they got into it and she wanted me to come pick her up. The first thing I said to her, are you going back? Because he had beat her down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm not getting in the middle of that.
Right.
Now, are you going to go back? And she's like, well, I don't, you have to say, well, that's the conversation over right there. Because I'm not going to get in the middle of somebody, and that's how people get killed today. They'll go over there, try to help their homeboy, their homegirl out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they're going to go back anyway. Now you're not invited to the house no more. He don't want you hanging out with your homegirl no more. You know the story. You know how it goes. And now I can't talk to my homegirl no more because you decided to go back to somebody that's beating your head in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not that I don't feel sorry for you because I do to some extent, but don't get me involved in that if you know, you know what I'm saying, in your heart of hearts that you're not going to, you know, make a full change and do things right for yourself. Because at the end of the day, I can't love you more than you love yourself.
Right. And
I can pray for you, but I can't love you more than you love yourself.
It doesn't help a person when you take upon their whole issue and solve it for them. They learn absolutely nothing. You know, it's even scripturally speaking, you know, he said, teach them how to fish. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that too. But it says also that, you know, you have to be in agreement.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't agree if you do that relationship and then you
right.
ain't agreeing and you want to stay with him because ain't no sense for me come picking you up because we're not in agreement.
You're right.
We're not in agreement and ain't nothing going to be solved. It's going to be more drama added to that and we have enough already, so why even add to that? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
it's back to, I think she was saying something about writing a book earlier and
right.
some things that she had been through and she was trying to figure out if she wanted to discuss those things or write them down or whatever the case may be. But for me, in my lifetime, I've always been the outspoken one. I've always been the black sheep. I've always been the one to do things on the to the left. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've always been the one to take risk and take the chances of trying new things and doing stuff differently and not agreeing. I'm not scared to go to family and say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not scared to say, you know, and you got what people, I'm not a gossipy person. A lot of people gossip and they'll say, I didn't want to do that. Why you didn't set it out there? You know what I'm saying? And I don't like that. I'm not a gossipy person. I don't sit up and I don't hang with people that gossip, first of all, and I don't desire to be in that type of environment. My thing is, if you're going to talk, talk when the opportunity is given to you. If you're not going to talk, then be quiet. That's just what that is. And with my clients, you know, that's the one thing I thank God for, because I think actually early in life God was teaching me for right now, because the business that I am in, it is so harsh. There's so many con artists out there. There's so many people that are full of themselves, on and on, that God was teaching me early on. I didn't even know what it was for, about what I'm doing now. So now I see a con artist in 2.5 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things that correlate with me growing up, and I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful thing to be able to not be bitter and be better and look at your past and help it make you go to the next level. And a lot of people don't do that. They use their past to keep them down.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on how you use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what you said. Be bitter, not better. I mean, that's
be better, not bitter.
Yeah, man. You know, it's amazing that you don't understand the things that you're going through at that time, and look how it turned out to be a blessing for you, that knowledge that it gave you now. Like you said, 2.5 seconds, you a con artist. Goodbye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You was able to go through that, and that's what they mean by turning what was bad around for something good, and what you certainly
definitely,
did that.
Definitely, and all money's not good money. You know, my daddy, his whole sole goal in life was to make money, to live this certain lifestyle, to do this and do that and the third, and that's why I said I'm not like that. All money is not good money. You know what I'm saying? I have people call me all the time saying, Kim, can you do woo-woo-woo? If you do, I'll give you X, Y, and Z. No.
Mm-hmm.
I had this conversation yesterday with a promoter. You know what I'm saying? He was like, well, how much you want to make on top of it? I said, the number I gave you, sweetie, has my money inside of it. You don't even know how much I'm making. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no. I'm talking about, you want to make more money than that? No. I think I just answered you. You know what I'm saying? And he kept pressing the issue, trying to make me charge more. And I'm like, no. And I said, actually, I don't even think I want to fool with you, because I'm scared you're going to take my contract, you know what I'm saying, and do some documentation to it, and then people come looking for me. Because it's really hard out here when you're doing right by somebody, because it's just a piece of paper. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can scan your piece of paper, your contract, and do what they will with it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have faith and hope and pray that if somebody does do that type of documentation change on it, that they'll have the sense to call you up and ask you, did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go to my bank and I can show you that I never received those monies or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
People are just so shiesty, and they'll do anything for a dime. And I'm not with that program.
That's what's up.
I just have one more question to ask you, and we can move it on to, of course, Sweet Sassy P, you know. But I just want to know, you know, out of all the, you know, the negative things that you had experienced, is there anyone in particular you want to give a woo-woo to that said, well,
wow,
I thank God that this particular person was there to, you know, to keep me structured, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Probably too many, huh?
Girl, no, not really. No, not really. Because my thing is, when you give somebody praise, sometimes they're in your life for long term, sometimes when people come in for a day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I am a Army brat. I have traveled beyond, I don't even discuss really the travels that I've been blessed to be. When I tell you my lifestyle, everything about me is unique. I was born in Central America. I think I knew that, did y'all? Hello?
Say it again.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Uh-huh.
Okay. I said I was born in Central America. My last name, of course, doesn't sound like anybody's name you ever heard before. I mean, I can go on and on and on about some of the things that my whole DNA makeup is just, like, weird. You know what I'm saying? I sit back sometimes and like, okay, what was you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you made me unique to the penny on a lot of different things. So when you talk about people in my life, I didn't have a lot of people around my life in my life long term growing up. I used to be in anywhere from 2 to 3 schools a year. That's how my daddy moved around. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you meet somebody, you don't. You know what I'm saying? So my grandmother, her name is Eunice, she raised my father. She's not my real grandmother. But my dad's mother left him when he was little, said she was going to the store and never came back. So that's somebody I would definitely give her a woo-woo to. She's not feeling good right now. So that's my baby. I call her my chicken head. That's with no disrespect. I've been using the word chicken head before chicken head was even established. I've been using that word since I was, like, really little. You know what I'm saying? So we used to play these little games, little chicken games, because back in the day, you know, people had forms and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So mm-hmm. anyway, but that's my chicken head. She's 93.
Wow, that's beautiful.
93. She's never had any kids. That woman's husband died in 1975, and she's been single ever since. And she is what I call a strong black woman because she made it without a man. She's raised the neighborhood, including me and my daddy and everybody else. And she is never, and I was just thinking to myself this morning, I thank God for her every day because there's some things going on with her right now. The family is trying to steal some things from her. Mm-hmm. And when I say things, I'm not talking about material, just material things. I'm talking about her peace of mind. Mm-hmm. And She's not bending. She's not moving. And I'm just like, wow, if I could just get that little bit from her, that right there, I'd be good. You know what I'm saying? Because when you got people that so-called your family that's supposed to be there for you, especially when you're that old and when you can't do nothing for yourself but live, and people that you help raise turn against you, I don't see how you do it. I don't see how you can do it. And she just makes me strong when I'm weak. That's all I can tell you. So she would definitely be, that's my baby, and my mama,
mm-hmm.
and, I would say my daddy, but my daddy's deceased, but my daddy taught me so much. And it's kind of weird, this is probably going to sound like a double standard,
mm-hmm.
but that's a long story talking about my daddy, but he taught me how to keep my word.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do nothing else, you keep your word. You have your word, and he may have not done the right things, but he kept his word. He kept his word, honey. He said he was going to get it. He got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
and at one point in all of our lives, being, if I should say, black people, that's all we had. So we had nothing else but our word.
Yeah, black people don't live that way no more. You know, you used to make an agreement verbally in
yep.
a handshake, you know, and be done and not have to blink your eye. You can't do that no more. People do not keep their word. Everything is to their convenience. People just, you know, they take care of themselves. They don't take care of each other. And I think that's another reason why I've been so blessed and highly favored, because I have always been a giving person, and now I'm getting back what I've always given. I'm not selfish. I don't mind sharing the gig. I don't mind teaching. I don't mind helping. I don't mind, you know, just jumping out there and not knowing nothing and just do, you know, whatever you need to be done. And I had a lady call me. Actually, it's called the Chic. They're having a thing here in Atlanta, August 25th, called the Chic Showcase.
Ooh.
And they invited me to come speak about a month and a half ago. And when
mm-hmm.
she called me, she was like, Kim, I've been trying to get in touch with you for X, Y, Z amount of time. I'm like, okay, well, I'm on the phone now. You know, what do you want me to do? And she said she wanted me to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, cool. And she's like, you going to come? I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Kim, seriously. I'm like, I'm there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so
yeah.
she called me yesterday. And she's like, Kim, are you still coming? I'm like, girl, somebody must have done and did you wrong.
You
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm a woman of my word, you know.
That's
I try to be, and if I can't do it, then I'll call you and try to let you know an ample amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one of the people that ain't going to just show up that day and, you
right,
know,
right.
not give you
right.
time to replace that. And,
mm-hmm.
and Carla knows how I get down. I mean, even though I have to depend on other people, sometimes they say they're going to do something, they don't. That has nothing to do with my work. I always try to my word is it. So that's basically, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and that's so true because, of course, everybody know that Kim Toomey, she contributes to our show. We have a show, Celebrity Thursday. So, yeah, she definitely is a woman of her word. And I know that the Sassy Diva is sitting back rocking in her chair like, you know, I got some stuff to say. So, baby girl, we're going to give you a hey. I'm going to turn the mic over to you for a sec. What's up, Kim?
Hey, they've been making you wait. You're learning patience today.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning too, Kim.
Hey, how you
talking to K-I-M, and she would tell you the true E Hollywood story was going now. And in my mind, you keeping it real and gangster, and I'm loving it.
Well, thank you.
Loving it.
Thank you. That'd just be me. That's all I know.
What sign are you?
So what now?
What sign are you?
I'm Aquarius.
Okay. And I want to ask you, for the listeners out there,
what do they need to do to follow your footsteps?
Oh, God.
To get in this business, if you don't mind me asking.
You know what? And I hate to say that. I hate that question. That's like the number one question everybody asks me. I'm just being honest. I hate that question. Let me tell you why I hate that question. There's no such thing. And I know that's the way we raised. I know we raised to go to college. When you get to go to college, go get your good job. I'm sorry, I'm on an interview. It's all good, though. And, you know, you taught these certain things that you're supposed to do, X, Y, and Z. And, again, I think I told you earlier, I'm the black sheep. I never did want to go and do the things that everybody else wanted to do. Because I think you can find your way. Yes, there are basic principles to anything that you do. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of it is common sense stuff. You know, treat people the same way you want to be treated. Those are the principles. You know what I'm saying? When you go to an interview, look the part. If you're going to work on the farm, then you put some overalls on. If you're going to work at the bank, put a suit on. You know, there's certain things that's common sense that you don't have to ever have to have book knowledge of to get the job done.
Yeah.
And I know that for a fact because I've had several jobs that I didn't have a degree and they had hired me. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I would have to say keep your word, like we talked about this now. If you say you're going to do a track with somebody, keep your word and do that track with that person.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you're going to come and support them at a show, you know, go and support. And I find that very rare. A lot of people have, independent artists will have a showcase, and they want everybody to come and see them perform, but they don't go see nobody perform. You can't do that. If you're going to be an artist full time. Go out to the clubs and support everybody. Don't just support your people and your little crew. Get out and support everybody. And then you'll find out in a minute, everybody's going to give you the same love back. So there's a certain principles in any type of business that you do that you want to be consistent. That's the key word, being consistent in. Now, if you're 40 years old and you're trying to be a rapper, we need to talk.
Right.
Because in some things, again, it's common sense. Instead of being a rapper, how about you go get you a rapper and manage that rapper? You know what I'm saying? You can make more money behind the scenes than on the stage. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, and that's the way
you can't live in Tyler, Texas and say you want to be an actor and not go to acting school and not live in L.A. or New York. It's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's like some things I don't think we should even have a conversation about.
Right.
If you're not planning on moving, if you ain't got no job to save no money to move, you're not doing the things. You know, I get people all the time saying, well, I got four kids, I got three kids, and I can't move, but I want to be an actress. Okay, so what you want me to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You already answered your own question when you called me. Well, I got three kids, and I can't move.
Well, there you go, people out there. You heard it out of Kim's mouth. There you go.
Just saying. I get that all the time.
Instead of calling you, since you don't like me, nobody calling you a star, I must say you are truly a diva. So I hope you accept that one.
Yeah, but I think you feel what I'm saying without being rude. I'm not trying to be rude. But,
I
think people chase a false dream a lot of times about something. My job is totally different. My job wasn't even really a job. I made it my own title, celebrity broker. I went and made my own thing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, I'm going to do me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that sometimes might be the case other people need to do. Do you. Come up with your own creative way of doing business.
That's right.
And make it your own. You don't have to follow the footsteps of being LL Cool J. You're not LL Cool J at 45 no more. Just starting anyway, you know, things of that nature. So that's the biggest thing that really kind of worries me, that, you know, you go and get your fans or your mama, your best friends, and the people on the block that know you. Of course they're going to say they like you. You need to give your music to people that ain't never seen you before and get real feedback from people that are going to be honest. And that's another thing I find. You know, they pick their single that they're going to go out and they're going to press up 5,000 copies of a song ain't nobody heard but their family. And then they wonder why it don't sell.
Well, I don't think you're being rude. You just being yourself. Like Mary say, you love or hate it. And you got to be yourself to order for people to respect you. So you keep on.
Oh, definitely. But my next statement I really want to say is, definitely. If you're going to be in the music business, please go pick up a book. Please pick up a book. That's cheaper than any college education you could ever get. Please pick up a book because a lot of y'all are losing gigs behind, I shouldn't even really say gigs, but losing royalties, losing your money on stuff because somebody has stole your beats. You're not registering your songs. You know, you're not doing stuff, and then you're sitting up looking like your face is cracked when somebody calls you and say, I got your song. That happened last week. I had that happen to somebody I know. I told him a year and a half ago to register the song. He didn't do it. Now he's paying a very, very high price for that. You know what I'm saying? So, and a lot of times what people do, they want somebody to sit back and do their work for them. They like, Kim, I want you to do this. Kim, I want you that. That's your job. Some things are your job, your responsibility. And getting your song registered is your job, not your manager's, not nobody else's. Because if you wait on somebody else to do it, it might not get done.
Okay. So is there a book out there, or are you putting a book out there, or will you put a book out there?
They can Google whatever they need to. I mean, it's out there. That information is definitely out there.
Yeah. I mean, they just need to get some basic information on, you know, on how to run a label. Because all these people got labels. Everybody has a label. And then they call me and ask me for free advice, and I don't mind helping you. But if you don't know the basics, I mean, I can't.
And what about, Kim, what about those that just don't know the basics? You know, I get so tired of people saying that you got to know somebody or something in that order. And what about those people that just don't know nobody? I mean,
let me say this off the top.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I didn't know nobody when I started. Okay, that's number one. Not to the level of what I'm at now, okay?
Right.
Now, the number one thing, I don't know if y'all have ever read my page in MySpace. Anyway, that's MySpace/KimTumey, T-U-M-E-Y. Check me out. Anyway, if you look on there, you'll see that I tell the story of how I got started, okay, which was I contacted a lady by the name of Kelsey Scott. Kelsey Scott is the one that wrote the movies Motives and Motives 2, okay? Now, what a lot of people will do, they'll email me and say, Kim, I started to ask Kelsey, and Kelsey helps you, so I'm hoping you return the favor and help me. No. No in English, no in Spanish, and no in French. It's not happening. Let me tell you why it's not happening. I didn't ask Kelsey to help me. You feel me?
Yes.
Kelsey offered to help me. It's a difference. It's a big difference. I have never went to somebody and asked somebody to help me with something that I didn't do the work on first.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? A lot of people want a handout. I work for mine. I don't ask for handout. I do the work. And then once you do the work, then people will come to you and offer their services or ask you to be part of their team, and or at least you can ask because you have the credentials to ask at this point. But don't go around asking people to help you, and you ain't did a show in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no CDs. You ain't got no money. You ain't got nothing. What am I going to do?
So basically you saying get a book.
Well, I'm saying get some information, get some things under your belt. My thing is if you know you don't have no money, you know you don't have no equipment, and you know you're working part-time, it's going to be kind of hard to fulfill your dream. You feel me?
Yeah.
What you need to do is get you a good support team. You either, A, find you some investors, number one, goal. If they support you, then, you know, you get your manager and you get your little team together. You get your street crew together. You do all the things that need to be done to make you that, you know, that hot to try. But if you're going to do it by yourself and you ain't got no money, I mean, It's a dead end before you even start.
Yeah, definitely. You have to have a plan. You definitely have to do that. I want to ask you, Kim, as far as what I know you've worked with a lot of people, you know, blue bloods, celebrities. What some of the celebrities that you work with?
Cindy Crawford, Maria Shriver, Vivica A. Fox, the whole Kennedy clan and the Shriver clan, which I'm doing something right now. I got to see our performance of that. We're doing a big gig out in Miami for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed. I can't complain. I just signed the LAX Boys, their new young men's group. They doing that single with Jazzy Faye, working some things out with that right now. A new group out of Louisiana called the Hillsiders. They just got signed to Slip and Slide this past Monday. So God has just opened up a lot of doors. I have a whole bunch of people. God, I can't even. I've been so blessed. I don't even know where to start because sometimes I forget. Because it's like, I forget. I ain't going to say I forget and take that back. I've been going full speed ahead ever since I started. And I haven't really had the time to sit back and just reflect on everything that's happened to me, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so some days you just be like, you know, wow, 3 years already? You know what I'm saying? It just goes so fast. You just be like, wow, I've dealt with this many people. And I had somebody email me today talking about, how did you meet Carl Lewis? How did you, you know? And I'm like, wow, you know, I invited him to my event. He came, you know?
Okay.
And then when he asked me that, that made me reflect because I was like, wow. You know, Carl is like one of the fastest men in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got to go to JFK's house. You know what I'm saying? Cindy Crawford is one of the supermodels. So I've been very blessed to work with some of the most intelligent and famous people in this world, and it really ain't hit my head yet that, you know, like, okay, Buck O'Neill being another one, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, amazing to me how God had just opened the doors, and I didn't have to ask.
Right, right.
You feel me? I worked,
yeah, girl,
and these people come, David Caruso being one from CSI Miami. I mean, I can just go on and on and on about the people I've had to deal with and do deal with. And my phone rings, people call me and say, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving. And you just be sitting on the phone like, huh? You know, so it's, and Anthony Anderson, love him to death. That's my baby right there. Sean Blakemore, of course, he's my mentor and one of my best friends in Hollywood. And Drew Sidora. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I'm blessed. And Brian White, that's my boy. I love him to death. He's the, anybody listening that needs an actor that is humble beyond belief, Sean Blakemore and Brian White are just impeccable to work with. They're just so loving. So look for Brian White on TV soon. And it's actually look for Drew Sidora. She's going to be on TV. Well, she's already on The Game, but she has a new show called Katrina coming out. So I'm just excited. People got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm excited.
That's a beautiful thing, and that's why we invited you as part of our Powerful Women on the Move series, because you are really out there just doing it. And like I said in the very beginning, this series, this particular series is dedicated to the elite group of women that are just out there making major waves in all form of business, Kim. So, yeah, definitely our hats are off to you. What I want to ask before we shut it down, as far as what, if you wanted to, you know, announce some things that's on your calendar that you're trying to promote right now, some of the events that you'll be, you know, working with, that you'll be at for the next couple months.
Okay. Well, I have a chance for you, if you're in the Texas area, there's people in Texas that might, or you, if you have somebody related to you that lives in Texas, in Dallas area, I have a people can win a chance to win a date with the LAX boys. They're a young men's group, so the girls need to be under 18, I prefer, to win the date. That's going to be Labor Day weekend. Also, same thing with Young Bird. They get to win an evening with Young Bird. He's going to have a concert. It's going to be Omarion, Marcus Houston. Little JJ is going to open up with some comedy, and the LAX boys. So it's going to be good. I have a film that I'm casting for right now. We just started working on that. Very, very excited. I had Turner film, the story of his life. Right now it's temporarily entitled The King of Rhythm.
Yeah,
okay. I'm very excited about that.
You
know, God is good. So
yes,
all the time.
Well,
all
you
the
know
time.
What, Kim? One second.
Because we only have a couple minutes left, and I know that our – Kim Toomey, you never met, I don't know if you heard, our EOTM's official military correspondent, Grandma Griff, and she is on the line, and she's out of...
I'm sure he is on the line, and I'm pissed off. I'm mad as hell. I've been trying to get him and talk to this girl all the last time. I just got through stunning the guy downstairs. You wouldn't let me up on the elevator. I was carrying my grandbaby in my hand, and the guy's cold punk police gonna shoot me with a stun gun. I snatched it out of his hand and threw him up against the elevator. And yeah, you gonna keep me on hold all this time. I'm mad as hell. I'm gonna get all of you divas.
Wait a minute. Is this any respect, Grandma Grip Kim? Let the record know I was just about to interrupt.
Hello, Kim. How do you do? We only got 2 minutes, and I can't ask you nothing. I heard all the stuff about your father and your mother and everybody and your friends and your aunties and your uncles and everybody that you do business with. Why ain't you done a movie with me? And the other thing, you ain't got to answer nothing, but you ain't done a movie with me. Another thing is, you're right about them picking up books. I remember, what's his name, Puffy Cone, when he couldn't even read. He was in L.A. I was trying to sell a Mercedes-Benz and my jet skis. And he walked up with his crew trying to be smart when they first started. I say, listen here, young man. You're a cute little young man. You and your crew, I'll sell you the Mercedes-Benz for $10,000. And I'll sell you the jet skis for $1,500. He's going to say, that's too much. He say, I'll just give you $11,500. I just looked at him. That's how dumb he was. He say, I'll give you $11,500. I said, I sell it to you for $10,000 and the jet skis for $1,500.
He
say, oh, that's too much. I said, I'll tell you what, just give me $14,000. He say, okay. And I'm telling you, you're right. They didn't know how to do nothing when they first started. I used to take all of their money. I'm 5'6". Short, long, black hair. You've seen my pretty face, Simon.
Are you single?
No,
we need to have you win a date.
No, I don't need no. I got Junior. Junior, I want you to do. You better be quiet. He'll get mad. But anyway, I'm proud of you, young lady, and there's some things for you. There's more things for you.
Can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you shake your shoes?
Can I what?
Can you shake your shoes?
Can I shake my shoes? I ain't into that voodoo stuff. What do you mean shake my shoes? I can put some pumps on and stand over my man's head. And how old are you anyway, talking about shaking shoes? What you know about that? You from Texarkana, Texas?
Oh, I haven't lived there before. Why are you playing?
Really? We're probably related.
We might be. I'm a blessed 38 single black female looking for her king. What's up?
What's that?
Oh, my goodness.
Now y'all got another diva on the phone looking for
me. I'm
somebody.
In Atlanta right now. Where he be? Is he waiting for me?
Me?
Are you like it? Can you tell me something?
Who said that? I'm a female.
I said, are you psychic? I didn't ask you what sex you were. I told her to leave them steroids alone.
You in Atlanta. Yes, I got some friends right there in Birmingham, Alabama, that you can meet some nice young men.
Now, they're not going to come up in no jet ski, right?
No, they don't come in no jet ski. And they ain't going to be spending no money like that diva girl in California who's driving that big old gas guzzler Cadillac thing she be driving. And speaking of that, you know all them girls trying to get famous and they've been on general assistance. I got a problem with that. You need to tell them, Kim.
Well, that's definitely another show.
Yeah, it is.
My grip. Yeah, they
say that. All them women over there getting Section 8 and talking about they don't like the president. How do you think they're getting Section 8?
Okay, yeah, let me go ahead and Grandma Grip, use a trip. We love you to death, but we know we do. I'm
going to get you with my stun gun making me wait. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness.
That was probably my fault, too, though.
Answer talking every time I look around. And let me add something else. Let me add all this here. Just going to add one more thing. I'm going to pee on myself.
He's a hot mess.
Nope. Please don't pee.
Okay. Kim, it has definitely been a pleasure, lady. We could do this anytime. I'm
ladies
so happy
too.
That you are. Yeah, a part of this series. It's going to go down in history for real.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We're trying to not make people forget about The View, but we want to get The View out of view. We're going to be the next View, Kim. That's what I'm talking about. Three black divas and Grandma Grip.
I ain't going to be on no View, nothing. You shut up.
Well, you probably want it in 30 states. That's why.
I don't want nobody trying to steal my, trying to look down my chest.
Well, let me go ahead and that's what's up. Thanks, Mocha D. Thank you, Grandma Grip.
Thank you, lady. I enjoyed myself.
I had to mute them for a second because we only have 30 seconds left, and I just wanted to end the show with an inspirational quote from our guest. It's from you, Kim. And before I go, I have to unmute them because they will kill me if
you got that right. I was gonna kill you. You keep me unmute. You better unmute me.
Okay. We are going to end the show with a quote from Kim Toomey. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how much education you have. If you have a winning spirit, if you're faithful in what you believe and don't worry about what other people say and think and take a chance, if you step out on chance, God will give you anything your heart desires. That's a quote from Kim Toomey. Yes,
amen.
Marinate on that. Yeah, marinate on that, listeners. And we will hear you next time. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
y'all.
Night,
Kim.
Bye.
Good night, Kimmy.
Okay, Atlanta. Love it.
Atlanta.
Y'all are funny.
Y'all are crazy. All of y'all people down in Atlanta.
Y'all are crazy.
Good night.
Who was that saying good night?
That was Smoke
Good night. Flying doors, you guys.
Who? Hello.
I'll be working on the person for next week.